Welcome to 10 Faces of She, presented by Andrea Callahan. This is the fourth episode of our Creating Your Life and Home Spa, the series. This episode is entitled, Using Simple Herbs in Teas, Bath, and Facial Steaming for a Quick Anytime Spa. We've talked before about aromatherapy, and now we're going to talk about herbs, natural herbs. Herbs are quick and easy way to use tea in your bath or for facial steaming. You can easily create a mini spa day with herbs. Herbs are used worldwide from various indigenous plants. Herbs are commonly used to care for your body, your skin, and foot baths are the greatest after a long day on or off your feet. Many herbs are available all year long. We're going to start talking about teas, also known as water infusions. So I want you to grab your teacup, place 1 teaspoon of dried herbs, or if you're using freshly chopped leaves or flowers, then add 2 teaspoons into your mug. Carefully pour over your herbs about 1/3 cup of almost boiling water, the same temperature you would making a regular tea. To get the richest flavor, you want to allow your tea to steep. You can get the boldest, richest taste and a greater benefit of your herbal experience by placing your saucer over the top of the cup and allowing your tea to marinate for about 15 minutes. The wonderful aspect of water infusions is that they are beneficial either hot or cold. If you're in the mood, you have your hot tea because it's beneficial to assists with digestion, as well as it has cleansing benefits. And depending on the herb you use, it has different effects on your mood and your psyche. You can also use cold infusions as a skin refresher or to rinse your hair. You're probably familiar with the commonly used green tea found in shampoos and astringents. So for your bath, if you're using dried herbs, you don't want to place the herbs directly into your bath water. I recommend that you place the herbs in a small cheesecloth bag. So after you place about 3 teaspoons of your dried herbs in a bag, you're going to tie it over your faucet and let the water run through the cheesecake bag. However, if you have the benefit of using fresh herbs, you may add them directly into your bath. Then light some candles. Tea candles are best. They are generally a one-time use and easily disposable. You just throw them away. Have some soothing music playing softly in the background and relax. As always, I recommend that you play music without words so you can listen to yourself and the universe speak to you. So you want to try some light jazz or classical music or some new age music, and certainly rhythmic sounds, the beating of a drum will encourage relaxation as well. So turn off the light, light your candles, get your herbs in the water, a nice warm bath, and relax for a while. Sit with yourself and think about what's going on in your life, where you've been, where you want to go. And that's a good time to make some life-changing decisions if that's necessary. It's a good time to reflect on how blessed you are. And it's a good time, certainly, to be thankful for being able to experience a nice spa bath. So facial steaming. You want to grab yourself a towel and a large bowl. You want to make sure your bowl is heat resistant. You're going to pour near boiling water into the bowl until it's almost full. You want to make sure it's about 2/3 full. When you're using dried herbs, you want to add 1 teaspoon to your water. If you're using fresh herbs or flowers, then you're going to place 2 teaspoons in the bowl. Once you're set up, place your towel over your head and lean over the bowl. Let the steam hit your face, savor the rich aroma for about 15 minutes. You will be rejuvenated, you will be energized, and you will be glad that you took the few minutes to have that facial steaming, I guarantee it. The recipes that I'm giving you are measured just for individual use, so please don't exceed the recommended amount. Always be careful to and know that herbal mixtures should not be stored and that they're to be used the day of your brewing. And for you ladies that are pregnant, herbal teas and bath and skincare potions are generally safe for use during pregnancy. However, when in doubt, do your research and be advised by your healthcare professional. And finally, it's not recommended that you use the same herb more than 3 days at a time. Herbs are natural, so enjoy them. Any of these methods of using herbs will provide you with immediate gratification and relaxation. The great thing is that it only takes a few minutes to prepare, and in no time at all you'll be ready to experience a mini-day spa any time of the day. So go enjoy. Thank you for joining us on our fourth episode in the Creating Your Life and Home Spa, the series. I hope these tips in helping you use simple herbs in your tea, your bath, and your facial steaming spas, you'll find to be a quick anytime spa that you can use over and over again. Thank you for joining us, and until the next time, 10 Faces of She Women are evolving, empowered, exceptional, revolutionary. And thank you for allowing 10 Faces of She to partner with you and your sisterhood through life's journey. Take care.